Neil, to kind of cut to the chase here, at the end of the game, FC have a free kick. Dodd is ready to take it. There's this kind of almost a Lava comes halfway forward, then it gets played slow to Smith, who plays a poor ball, which leads to the possession, which gives Warrington the goal. What was kind of going on at that point? Just
bedlam. You tell me. I have no idea. I need to calm down because I'm on the radio. I have no idea what I have just witnessed for the last minute of a game. When a point's good, we target a point, we've got a point. And you, as a manager, I don't care. Any manager up and down the world cannot control what he's just seen there. You know, I'm not going to hang them out to dry. I'm not going to say the names, but give me strength. Give me strength. What was I just witnessed the last minute?
Generally, as the game wore on, though, Warrington were looking more threatening. They're more creative. They seem to put more passes together.
Our front four stopped tracking runners. It's all right going one way. They stopped doing the other side. They exposed Smith and Griffiths in the middle of the park. Didn't get it right, but on the balance of play, points a fair result. But you cannot come away with nothing. I can't even begin to process it.
I understand. Did the big fracas down there, did that sort of work in Warrington's favour?
Well, it's a red card, James. All day long, it's a red card. He's 2 foot. He's this high. He's a 2 foot. You know, and it might have worked in the favour. You know, there was a melee and a scrap. But we've got to be better. But the referee's been poor all night. I've stood here before and I've commented on referees and I've even said, well done. He was shocking tonight.
It's also that, you know, our absence of a big physical strike. When you've got defenders like Gums, I mean, give credit, Gums and Regan were solid. And there was a lot of long balls went forward, which seemed to be not the way forward for this opponent.
And the lads are saying that, you know, they were a bit worried about playing on the pitch and getting stuck underfoot, but it's not what we work on. Yeah, we missed the Bange. Can't wait for him back on Saturday. He will be back Saturday. But we didn't fire, but still, you know, a 0-0 against a Warrington side that are a very good side, let's make no bones about it, would have been a great result going into the Scarborough game. Now it's last two, and the way we defended against Gainsborough and now losing the goal the way we've done, it's not even comprehensible, to be honest.
Credit to Lavercomb, he did make a couple of brilliant saves.
Brilliant save. I thought the goalkeeper produced probably one of the saves of the season, you know, of Duckworth, and Lavercomb, you know, on the other side was just as good, so... Well, you could see it 0-0 written all over it, and they were delighted with it. They come for a point after 15 minutes. You know, you could see that. We often puff. We didn't do a great deal. We were excited on the line. I thought we missed Donoghue when he came off injured. It's his shin again, so we're going to have to assess it. But, listen, we're still in with a position, aren't we, with 10 games to go, and we would have snapped their hand off if people would have said you're 3 points outside the playoffs, but it should have been so much more tonight.